And in sports, right before we get to Mike Causey, a reminder, this weekend is a big weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at Lime Rock Park. It is the Pirelli World Challenge with Corvettes, Porsches, Ferraris, McLarens. Also, they have the Royals Car Show on Sunday, also a new farm-to-table event there. By the way, if your kid's 16 and under, or a vet, you're an active military member, or a member of the family of an active military member, you're admitted free. Tickets and more information at limerock.com for the races. Now let's race over to Mike Causey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
Isn't that nice? Lime Rock Park admits service members and their families free and to all the events they have there. I just think that's pretty cool.
That's very good.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on here to sports. Cole Hamill, the next member of the New York Yankees, beat them last night.
Yeah, he should come to the Yankees because he'll get beat up like a rented mule. He don't look like the Cole Hamills of 10 years ago. He's a halfway decent pitcher, and that's all it took to beat the Yankees yesterday.
Yeah, 6-4. So I didn't stay. We go to New York every Tuesday, and when I get back from my drive to New York, it's like I'll be honest with you, Mike. When I get on 684, it's like I'm on a speedway with the guys that have. You ever see the guys that drive these old beat up dump two like coupes, and they put this fancy muffler on that makes it sounds like a Kawasaki? Have you ever seen those cars?
Yep.
They drive like nuts. They think they're on the raceway when they get on 684. It's unbelievable.
It's all over like that.
It's unbelievable. And they think the car sounds like a race car. Put that thing next to a Mustang or a Corvette or a Ferrari that have real engines and don't have fake mufflers, and they sound like those Japanese motorcycles.
One question.
Yeah.
What makes you think Cole Hamels is going to go to the Yankees?
Because anytime a pitcher beats the Yankees and he might be on the waiver wire, they try to get him.
Well, he will not be on the waiver wire, and there's 21 teams that he cannot be traded to, and one of them is the Yankees.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. I didn't say that, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Let's rewind the tape and edit it. All right, so he's not going to the Yankees.
Nah.
What else do you want to talk about in sports?
The debacle called the New York Mets.
What happened?
They got beat by Miami yesterday. Nothing more than that. One of the worst teams. Well, I guess the Mets are one of the worst teams in baseball, regardless of their record. Wheeler got hit pretty good early. Reyes is playing third base, fields a bunt, has no idea what to do with it. A couple hits later, Mets have an insurmountable mountain to climb, as I think Miami was up 3-0, and they wind up losing 5-1. Oh, yeah, they did sign Jose Bautista. What a joke. What a joke. And Matt Harvey won last night.
Did he pitch well?
He pitched all right. I mean, he did beat the Pirates. He went 6 innings. He gave up 3 hits. That's a minor miracle for him going 6 innings. So, you see what happens. He got a win last night. But the Mets got a win the other night because the catcher they got hit a home run. So, I guess it's about even right now.
All right. The Mets sweep Arizona and they lose to
Miami.
That's unbelievable.
Well, like I said, Arizona's been playing awful ball. So, they had a big lead on everybody in the West. Now they're in second place. And the Giants are only a game and a half behind them. And remember how bad the Dodgers are playing? Well, they're still playing bad, but they're only 4 games out of first. That's how bad the Diamondbacks are playing.
Well. Oh, well. Hey, let me find the story here first so I don't get it wrong like I got Cole Hamels wrong. Let me find the story here. Oh, where is it now? I'm not going to be able to find it. Oh, no, because I'm in the wrong place looking for it. Brett Favre yesterday. Not Brett. It wasn't Brett Favre. Who was it? This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm wasting time while we're doing this. Aaron Rodgers. He wants to know why the Packers would possibly sign Dez Bryant and cut Jordy Nelson.
I'd want to know, too.
Yeah.
Jordy Nelson's a productive player for the Packers. The other guy's nothing but a troublemaker. I would say the same thing if I was Aaron Rodgers. And he's the quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers knows what works in the Packers' offense. I would say the same thing. Yeah. Why did you get rid of Jordy Nelson, and now you're trying to get this guy?
Yeah.
Jordy Nelson's a slot receiver. He's got great hands. He runs great routes. Des Bryant, he needs a baby rattle in a bottle every once in a while. I agree with him. He's 100% correct.
Did any other team pick up Nelson?
I don't know. I haven't been following it, but I think so.
Right. Well,
I think he did get picked up.
That shows a little bit of disharmony in Green Bay between the quarterback and the GM.
Yeah, don't worry about it. When they start playing, he'll be fine. Just another team the Giants have to worry about.
That's exactly right. Another team. Anyway, the Giants actually have to worry about every team this year.
Yeah, well, they all do. I mean, it's the soap opera called the NFL.
All right. So now we're...
Speaking of soap operas, the Rockets beat the Warriors last night, 95-92.
So that series is tied up then?
That's tied up at two. And in the best playoff in all sports tonight, Tampa Bay at home takes on Washington in a Game 7 to see... Who moves on to the finals?
And this,
this big game tonight in hockey.
And this is what makes it the National Hockey League great, and a lot of people don't understand. These teams have played a full, what is it, how many game season?
82.
Okay, 82 games they've played. And now these teams are playing in the seventh game of this series after they played in other series.
They played two already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is the grueling part, and so after this, whoever wins this now will go and play against the Las Vegas squad for a minimum of four games and a maximum of seven. This is what makes the playoffs in the NHL so spectacular, as far as I'm concerned.
It's a deep playoff. It's a good playoff. It should be a deep playoff. This way you get no flukes, because you're not going to win three seven-game series to get to a final and be lucky about it. I mean, sometimes there are freaky upsets where you might draw a team that's hand-picked for you to beat, like the Rangers did a few years back. But in almost every time, it's a war of attrition where you have to get through healthy, and when you get to this far to a conference final, you're standing up against a team that's pretty darn good. And Washington got off to a quick start. Tampa Bay came back, and Washington won a must-win Game 6 to force to Game 7. There's no luck in hockey to win a championship. You earn it. There's no doubt about it. And to me, it's the best playoff in sport, bar none. Absolutely bar none.
No, because...
It's not people say it's watered down. Well, yeah, 16 teams make it, but... Half the league makes it in football, too, and half the league makes it in the NBA. Nobody cries about it. And in hockey, you have to put the skates on and earn it.
In hockey, here's the whole thing. 16 teams make it, but then they go into a second season. It's not there's not a one-game playoff or a three-game playoff. It's a seven-game series, and to get to the finals, you have to win three seven-game series.
Or that waste of time one-game playing in baseball, which is absolutely ridiculous.
It's amazing. The hockey...
Can you imagine that this year, okay? This year, either the Yankees or the Red Sox are going to be in a playing game.
Yep.
One of them. One of them is going to be in a playing game. And right now, they're the two best teams in the American League, record-wise. One of them is going to be in a playing game. Huh. And speaking about getting ready for the playoffs, it looks like the Astros and the Indians are starting to find their sticks. They're starting to score some runs in big bunches. So the American League, by far, is the better league in baseball this year. And it's going to be interesting to see who comes out of it to win the World Series.